Ryan watched 100 movies. We don't have a lot of time, so here's our intro. And we're back for part two. What are we calling the series?
Steven watched a bunch of movies.
No, Ryan did. Ryan's 100 Halloween movie month.
Yeah, I feel like it could part have a two. Better name than that, but we're going to spend so much time going through this that I don't want to sit and think about it.
Okay, we got through like 30 last time.
Yeah, not enough.
We're going to try to finish it this episode.
We're going to try. I'm going to try
no
to move
promises,
faster.
But basically, to recap, Ryan wanted to watch 100 movies during the month of October. He watched a bunch that were real scary. It depressed him because it was too much.
It was bad.
So we talked about how he doesn't have to do scary movies. He can do movies or things that are just fun but still Halloween related. And then we also decided that TV shows, baking, you know, specials, all those things count as long as they add up to time about 2 hours basically worth of things equal one movie.
Yep.
So we count it. Ryan was easily over 100.
Yeah.
So we got through a bunch. We're doing a
rating system.
Yeah, a rating system.
For no real
reason.
A
little bit. We last ended with Return of the Living Dead. Up next
is
Cargo.
Cargo.
I've never seen it. I've not seen most of these, to be honest.
Okay, so
had you seen most of these?
I would say I have seen maybe 20% of these. A lot of these were new.
That's really not... That's pretty good.
I tried. Yeah. I went by their recommendation of new movies, and because of that, some of these are real low budget and real garbage. That's okay.
Cargo.
Cargo is okay. It's one of those I don't remember a ton about it, and if that's the case, then it probably wasn't that great. Yeah, so I'm going to give it a 5, we'll say. Because I remember some things about it, but not enough.
You better rate this next one. So high. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah,
it's so dumb.
Ridiculous, but it is a classic, a cult classic.
Lake Placid is what Stevie's referring to.
Love it.
And you know what? Lake Placid is so dumb, but it is so funny. And it knows that it's dumb and it goes
and
with that.
And it's got some really good actors and actresses in it.
Yeah, like really good.
Really high known people.
I love that Betty White raises a bunch of little murderer crocodiles. That's great.
Feeding them cows and her husband.
Yeah, and her husband. Well, he shouldn't have been out there. It's fine.
That seems like her.
Why didn't you report it? Well, they would have went looking for him. It's like, what?
He came out of the lake like that.
Yeah. It's an 8, dude. It's great. It's
I'm
stupid.
So glad you did give it a good number.
Book of Monsters. Okay, so I'm going to spend a little more time on this one.
This is the one you told me I need to watch?
Yes. So you can find it on 123movies.gdn. This particular film, I remember watching the Kickstarter for a long time ago, maybe a summer ago, something like that. And they were raising a Kickstarter, and if you donated money to it, you could pick, they had like 9 different monsters in 4 categories. So there was the shapeshifter, and there were 9 designs. And then there was the classic monster, and it was 9 designs, you know, whatever. But so if you donated money, you got to pick or cast a vote to what monster you wanted to see, what design you wanted to see come to life. And then they had horror movie tropes and the same thing and weird best weird kill by such and such weapon. And you just got to pick all these things. So it was like fan created in a way. It was really low budget. But, dude, it ran with its budget and made really good looking effects and a really solid, fun story. I'm giving it maybe a 10.
No way.
No, because of the budget, wow. Because of the thought process, and because of how good it actually turned out, I'm giving it a 10 because I'm proud of them.
That's impressive.
Very proud of them.
Well, you get a director with some talent and you take away his budget, that's when movies become amazing.
And they did amazing.
Well, this is comedy, but according to the guys from Monty Python,
I saw
an interview with them, and they said the best thing for a comedy is to take away their money.
Yeah.
Like, that's when they get funny, because they have to just be stupid with nothing.
And this movie was a horror comedy in a lot of ways, and dude, it was, which is one of my favorite genres. Dude, it was really good. You need to watch it. Put it at the top.
Need?
Need.
Okay.
The Creature Below, is actually the first movie that those guys did, and I watched it because I like Book of Monsters so much. They made The Creature Below with like a $10,000 budget. And it really was a pretty solid movie. The camera work was, it was obviously a low quality camera, but the movie and the concept and everything, and the fact that they did it with like 10 grand was super impressive. I'm going to say it's like a 7, maybe an 8.
We'll
say 7.
And they came before Book of Monsters?
Yeah. Yeah, it was their first
What year thing. Were those two?
Book of Monsters was either this year or last year. It's a new movie. And then Creature Below was, I think, 2 or 3 years. Maybe 3 years ago. So it's not something you have to go out and watch, but it was really good, mm-hmm. especially given the budget. The Gate, one of my favorite 80s horror movies, because I liked it as a kid. It's really good.
I don't think I've even heard of The Gate.
Yeah, oh no, I described it to you because then you read it on IMDb and it said almost verbatim what I said.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Kid finds evil hole in yard. Demons jump out.
And I was like, that's legit. What did you just read IMDb to me?
No, that's just what happens.
I'm just really good at describing movies.
It's great. We're going to say an 8 because it's still really campy and cheesy in 80s, but dude, it's great. Zombieland 2.
Totally counts.
It's 10.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a 10.
10 all the way.
It may have been better than the first one. If not, then it's just as good as the first one. It's fantastic.
10. I'm glad you gave it a 10.
It was.
I need to see it so bad. 10, I've been telling people about it, and they're like, yeah, you told me. Like, well, I heard it's amazing. I'm talking about it like I saw it, and it was amazing.
That sounds like you.
Oh.
The Furies is okay. Bunch of people out in the woods killing each other. It wasn't good by any means. We'll give it a 5. It was okay, though. The Demoniacs was terrible. It was terrible.
Like the Animaniacs, but worse.
No, it was horrible. So basically, it's these pirates that, like, it's a 70s French movie, Italian movie, I don't know. But so there's these pirates that find these two girls on a beach. They, like, rape and murder them, and then the girls make a deal with an evil clown that takes them to Satan, who resurrects them as vengeful spirits to murder these pirates. It's the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
It's not even a good concept.
Awful. It was an excuse for a bunch of naked people. It was horrible.
A 1?
Terrible. It is a 1.
Wow. Worst movie on the list.
Yeah, it's going to be.
The fact
probably.
That you watched it, though, where a bunch of other movies you just stopped.
This is where I made my decision.
You because had to stop doing that?
I had gotten so far time-wise, like I was 2 weeks in and I had only watched 30 movies. I was way off pace and I was like, I can't keep doing this. And then that movie came on and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to watch
You're
it.
Like, of course, the one I decide to stop doing it is the worst. Is that, do you think that's worse than all the ones that you stopped watching?
Probably. It was garbage, dude. Don't ever watch that movie for any reason. It's garbage.
Okay, I won't.
I went on a piranha spree.
I see that.
I wish I could have
found it. Except you missed the first one.
I couldn't find the first one, and then I found it at the end, but I didn't want to watch it because I was out of the mood by then. But I watched Piranha 2, 3, and 4.
No.
Okay, 2, 3D, and 3DD.
There we go.
dude, the Piranha movies are hilarious. They're meant to be stupid, exploity type
films. Are
they
the same people who made Sharknado?
No.
Okay. No, dude, it seems like it would be.
They are funny.
Or Snakes on a Plane.
They are stupid, but they are funny.
That's got to be a genre. Snakes on a Plane, Piranha, Sharknado.
Oh, yeah.
Like these monster ridiculous situation scenario things.
It is.
I don't know what you call it.
Piranha 2 is probably my least favorite of them. It was from 83. It's going to get like a 6. It's okay. Piranha 3D is the first remake. Came out like 2003. It's good. It's funny. It's a... probably also a 6, though. Piranha 3DD, I don't know. I don't know which one's funnier. David Koechner's in one of them, which he's hilarious. I don't know. I'm just going to give them all 6s, we'll say. They're fun. They're funny. I like them, but they're not great. I'm okay with that.
Dude, not okay. I like them, but they're not great.
No, they're not meant to be good movies, though. If you just want a stupid movie, they're...
I saw this one for the first time last year or the year before.
Which makes me sad, but it makes me happy that I'm the reason that you watched it.
You and Baron, you guys both were always talking about it.
It's a 10. 100%.
You gave it a 10?
It's a 10. Trick or
That's
Treat.
Awesome.
Trick or Treat might be...
Trick or Treat.
I've seen it so many times now, it's probably not. But for a while, it was probably my favorite horror movie ever. It's just,
which, it's almost not even horror. Like,
it's just so fun.
It's so good.
It's fun. It's funny. It's spooky. It's like five different stories woven together. Like
what Hocus Pocus is for all these like pumpkin spice latte mom,
yeah,
ladies.
No, if you like,
they love Hocus Pocus. That's Halloween to them. This is Halloween to people who really like Halloween.
Yeah, Trick or Treat's darn near a perfect movie. Yeah.
It's great.
It's just great.
It is. And how the stories all come together, and there's like multiple stories. I love movies that do that.
I know.
Guy Ritchie was one of my favorite directors because of that.
Oh, yeah, and he does it in a masterful way. Can you imagine a Guy Ritchie horror film?
Has he not done one?
Do not count The Meg. It does not count.
Dude, The Meg was maybe... He did The Meg? I forgot he did The Meg. Yeah, dude, that movie was garbage.
Does not count. I mean a true like Lock, Stock, and Smoking Barrel or Snatch horror movie, Guy Ritchie. If that happened...
The Meg would have been a great Sci-Fi Channel original movie.
If it was that and not a big budget feature.
It was supposed to be a blockbuster and it was terrible.
Yes, it was. Yes, it
was. I was very disappointed. Because I love me good Monster Shark movie.
And Jason Statham and Guy Ritchie.
Right.
And it should have been.
There just was no chemistry on screen for anyone.
If you'll notice, that wasn't on my list. Because it's awful.
Let's talk about how much we hate this movie that's not on the list. All right. Guy Ritchie made... Well, that's the thing. Not Guy Ritchie now, because he's almost gotten like...
Tim Burton.
Too big for his britches. He knows he's, you know, Disney's hired him now. And the second you get hired by Disney, like, you kind of lost my respect as like being the kind of director you used to be. Sorry to say. But anyway, Guy Ritchie in like mid-90s. Early 2000s.
Top of his game.
Doing a horror movie. That'd have been a fun
thing. It would have beat The Mummy, dude.
Do you think?
It would have beat The Mummy for you. I can almost
Stephen Sommers,
it.
He had it there for like a movie and a half. Then he made Van Helsing.
We're going to pretend that never happened. I almost watched that. And I was like, I can't do it.
Every time I look at the cover, I look what it's about. I see the visual. Like,
Hugh Jackman.
And I look at it, I'm like... It's got great actors. It's all about the things I love. There's no way I don't love this. I must have been in a bad attitude at the moment. Let's go back and watch it. And the moment I put it on, I'm like, nope, this is... Yeah. Now I remember.
You can't
is terrible.
You can't be in good enough attitude for that movie.
It is horrible, yet it draws me to it every time.
Because it's a great concept.
I've probably seen it like 20 times, and not one time have I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it the first time in the movie theater. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. Now I don't even know that I can enjoy it.
It's so bad. Okay. Hugh Jackman's hair is...
Yeah.
All of it.
Why does he have horrible hair in all of his movies? Like in The Wolverine? The first couple X-Men movies?
The first X-Men movie.
It's terrible.
His hair was just more poofy than it was what it's supposed to be.
Terrible. Anyway, the next one's The Untamed. Which was a Mexican movie I had never heard of. It was recommended on one of those lists. It was really weird and weird. Just weird, but it wasn't bad. It's going to get a... We'll say 6. It wasn't bad. Shed of the Dead.
Pleasant. I was hoping that you meant Shaun of the Dead.
No. This felt like Shaun of the Dead, though, because it's British and it was super low budget, but way more low budget than Shaun of the Dead.
I love me a good British low budget.
Same sort of humor, same sort of concept, same sort of everything.
Was it made after?
Yeah,
you think they just were like, well, let's just make another one?
That's almost 100% what they did, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was, I gotta go look it up.
It was so stupid and low budget.
I love Shaun of the Dead.
And, okay, so the main character is a ginger, and he's got a fat like best friend that does it. Dude, it's absolutely
it's
a
just
rip-off.
Like a B, like a off brand.
But it was still really fun. I'm giving it a 6. It was really fun.
After all that, you gave it a 6?
Because it was so low budget. And
you had
it was
me going there.
Fine, it's a 7.
I was going to say, I can't watch it if it's not a 7 or above.
And The Company of Wolves, I hated it. I didn't want to hate it. It looked cool, but it was so boring. It was so slow.
What is that?
And The Company of Wolves.
It's about werewolves?
Yeah, ish. It's basically about...
between that and the one coming up that I asked you about.
It's kind of... what's the word I'm looking for? Like Little Red Riding Hood. It's like a grandma telling the story of Little Red Riding Hood, and it keeps... Little parts keep coming true. It was made in the 70s. Mm. It just wasn't good. It's a 4. Did not care for it. Witches in the Woods. People get stranded in a mountain. Somebody gets possessed. Some murder happens. It's really not very good. It's a 4.
Question.
Yes.
What are those? It's like, you never played the game Until Dawn, but the monster, the bad dude in thing that's trying to get you in that game is like a Native American.
Wendigo.
Do they have movies about a Wendigo?
Yeah. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I know that I've seen one.
They seem real interesting. I want to watch one.
There may be a movie called Wendigo, actually, I think.
Wendigo.
Write that down. That needs to happen.
Put that down.
Maximum Overdrive. Not a good movie, but it is not a bad movie. Mid-80s Stephen King, Emilio Estevez, Comet Goes By.
Stephen King?
Yeah. Comet goes by the Earth, and all of the world's electronics come to life and try to murder humans, and they are stuck in a gas station for a while.
Freaking Stephen King.
Good concept, gets kind of boring. It's a 5. Sleepy Hollow, not the one you're thinking of. This was an animated one that my kids love, but the other one, I don't think I watched it this year, but it's good too. All of the Sleepy Hollow.
I was really
hoping
it was going to be the Tim Burton one.
It wasn't.
That was maybe one of Tim Burton's last great movies.
This one's a 7. It's great. It's just stupid. It's a kid's movie, but it's great.
Where did he go wrong? Because we watched Beetlejuice the other day, and I'm like, Stephen, where did Tim Burton go wrong? Is it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
See, I like Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Was
my,
it?
My
did
wife
he do
does
that
not.
One about the demon barber?
Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
Maybe it was that one?
I like Sweeney Todd.
You liked Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I did. No one in my family did, but I did.
I missed that you just said that, and I'm upset that you just said that.
Dude, the music was great. The music was great.
Dude, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
I'm not comparing it to the original film.
Me either.
I'm just, as a whole.
It's Tim Burton gone overboard.
Yeah, which
gone
I thought
crazy.
Was fun. I thought it was fun the first time.
Oh, it was awful.
No, I liked it.
Dude, I can't stand that movie. Ugh.
Village in the Woods. Don't remember a whole lot about
it. It's like Game of Thrones all over for you.
Which, did you see that they announced the Targaryen?
Did you see that they canceled and then picked up a different one instead?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know what? Yeah, I know. What was it? The Blood of the Dragon or Tale of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon, something like that, yeah.
Do you know what it's going to be about?
Targaryens,
I assume. Do you know which part?
No idea.
I think it would be awesome if they did like the story on Aegon the Conqueror.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Where he had his dragon and he brought all the kingdoms together for the first time.
Yep.
That would be awesome. I would love to see that. Because he had a monster dragon. He made their dragons look stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. In fact, that's the dragon that's in the basement.
Yeah, the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. It's off topic so fast.
Village in the Woods. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep this a half an hour, Steven.
We're at 17:53.
Gosh dang it. Village in the Woods is forgettable. It was a 5. Candy Corn was weird. Carney. Guy gets resurrected and murders people and eats a bunch of candy corn.
Terrible candy. Terrible movie.
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to give it a 5. I'm giving that a 5, and I'm giving Village in the Woods a 4. I'm switching those scores. Ice Cream Truck. Never heard of it. Watched it. Didn't like it.
Dude, you should have done Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I tried to get my family to watch it several times, and I didn't watch it on my time because I was waiting to watch it with them, and then they never came around.
Dude.
I'll probably watch it in the next couple weeks because I'm not done with horror movies.
No, well,
ever.
For real Halloween horror movie people, it's never over.
Never. Ice Cream Truck, I'm going to give a 4. My Little Eye was an okay concept given the time, but it was actually kind of just a garbage movie. I'm giving it a 3.
Wow.
Basically, a bunch of people get put in a house, then they're on constant surveillance with the promise of if they make it 6 months, they get $1 million each. But at the end of the 6 months, they're still there and they haven't heard from anybody this whole time. And basically, it's a bunch of rich people betting on who's going to survive the longest before they go crazy and kill each other. And then a bunch of rich people come and try to kill them. And it's stupid. It's not that good. Where the Skin Lies. It was pretty good. It's a 6, though. It's not amazing. Boar. I was pleasantly surprised with Boar. It's an Australian movie about a giant boar that murders people. It was fun. It was stupid. Don't get me wrong.
Really?
But it was fun. It was like a fun, stupid horror comedy, and I liked it. I'm going to give it a 7.
Old?
No, like the last 5 years, maybe.
Okay. Ooh, Halloween 2.
Halloween 2, not the Rob Zombie, the 1981 right. Halloween 2. It's okay. It's not nearly as good as the first Halloween. It's not nearly as good as the remakes. I'm giving it like a 6 because it was watchable, and I'm taking into account how old it is and why right. it was slow and boring, but it's kind of just slow and boring. Book of Life, Guillermo del Toro. I told you watch this
yeah,
movie.
It looks just like Coco.
But it came out several
Except
years before.
Except they're not dead.
They
people.
Are.
Well, they don't look like skeleton people like the way it did in Coco.
They do later because he's not dead for like the first half of the movie. He's dead for like second half of the movie.
Or in the Land of the Dead.
Yeah. So.
So did Disney straight up steal that from him?
Yes, absolutely.
You should sue them.
Coco is. A lot of people think Coco is better. I think it's equal.
Coco is just Disney-fied.
Yeah. Did you? It's a really good movie. If you
people
haven't watched
are blinded
it.
Blinded by Disney.
You need to watch it. The animation is wonderful. The songs are fun. It's beautiful to look at. I love it. I love
well,
that movie.
The second you put Disney on things, people just love it no matter what it is. It's stupid.
Book of Life is a 10.
Ooh.
I love that movie. We watched it in theaters.
I've never even heard of it.
Me and my kids almost
is
cried.
It happy, sad?
Like it kind of. I love it.
Always have.
It's so good. Unfriended was really boring, and I didn't think there was any way I'd watch an entire like movie where it looked like I was looking at a computer screen and watching people's IM messages pop up and down.
But you did.
But I did. It was not good.
And it was just what I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was awful. 4. I'm just effing with you. Never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
It was surprisingly interesting.
Really?
It wasn't great, but it was interesting.
I have heard of that for some reason. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
No, yeah, it was a dude shows up at a...
I think maybe it's on like the Roku channel or something like that.
It's not. It's going to be a 6. But if you're looking for an interesting take on a movie, it's worth watching.
What's it about?
A guy's going to his hometown to go to a wedding. He stops at a random hotel. And the hotel owner is really weird and just keeps doing stuff that's too far. But he's joking and he's trying to be funny and whatever. And it gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And then there's murder. And then it's just crazy. But it's really...
That sounds hilarious.
It is funny and it's fun and it's weird.
All right.
It's worth a watch. Crawl, I had never heard of, but apparently just came out and is really popular.
The alligator one?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's like Lake Placid 2.
But in Florida, and it's inside a house.
Yeah, Baron loved it. He did.
I'm going to say 7, but it was actually a 7.5. It was good. I liked it. Solid. Night of the Demons. I found it. Found the original. Way late in the list. Didn't hold up as good as I remember, but it was still good. It's a 6.
Uh-huh.
It's kids go to a house. It's haunted. Possession occurs. Happy Death Day.
I want to see that.
Still a fun movie. I've seen it twice now. It's not good. There's some very like CW type dialogue that happens
in
a couple of parts.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
But outside of that, the concept, the acting and everything, mm-hmm. it's fun. So it's getting a 7.
What's that movie where there's like murder happening at like a carnival or like a theme park somewhere and they can't figure out who's killing people and they don't know that they're dead because it's supposed to be haunted house-esque and there's just dead people there. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, dude. There's so many movies that come to mind that I don't.
It's new.
Is it the Rob Zombie one? The
newer.
31?
No. It's newer. Anyway, go ahead. Creepshow 2.
Creepshow 2. Seen it a billion times. Probably more than I've seen Creepshow 1. And it's still good.
And now Creepshow the TV show.
Yeah.
On Shudder.
It's an 8. It's still good every time. Idle Hands was my favorite movie for a really long time because it's just so funny and it's so stupid. And it's still funny and stupid on the 100th watch. It's a 9, might be a 10. I'm going to give it a 9.
That high, huh?
Dude, I love that movie.
I've never even heard of it.
It's Seth Green and Devin Sawa and Jessica Alba. And I mean, it's a big cast.
Wow.
And it's like a stoner comedy with a demon possession.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
I'll have to watch it.
Really
what year do you think?
99, dude. Okay. The greatest year of all time.
The year of the movie. All right. I guess it's got to be good.
Werewolf the Beast Among Us. I was disappointed. Heavily disappointed.
I almost watched it a long time ago.
It was. It's a 4, dude. I was so bored.
That low. Huh?
I did not care for it. Cannibal Diner was really low budget and German. I had never heard of it. There's a good reason. It was not. I'm not going to say it was bad, but it was not good. It's a 4. Alien vs. Predator Requiem was not nearly as good as a lot of Alien or Predator movies, but it's still okay, so it's a 6. Just because I love that genre. Serial Mom, also a movie that I absolutely loved for a really long time. It's hilarious. It's supposed to be hilarious. Matthew Lillard's first movie. Ricky Lake's in it.
Ricky Lake.
It's basically Beverly Cleaver.
She's still alive.
Like, you know, Leave It to Beaver Mom is a serial killer. She's great to everybody's face, but she's horrible behind everybody's back, and it's hilarious. It's a 9. Dagon is a story, an H.P. Lovecraft story, about people that worship a fish god, and they're like half fish people because of it. It's from the 80s. It's all right. It's a 7. Hocus Pocus. It's good. It's solid. It's overrated, but dude, solid, it's still 8. Good. It's an 8.
Yeah.
My family had never seen it.
Really?
I made all of them watch
did
it together
they love
with
it?
Me. Yeah, they did. They were like, that was really good. I was like, I know.
It's a solid movie. I watched it last night.
Did you?
Yep.
It's a good one. Arachnophobia. Hilarious. In spots. Not great. It doesn't,
I've not seen it.
Doesn't hold up really well, but it's not bad. It's John Goodman and Jeff Daniels.
Uh-huh. Jeff Daniels?
Yeah. It's a 6, dude. It's slow. Christine.
You didn't watch Anaconda?
I did not, dude. I know. Nope. Sorry, I'm trying to be fast because I don't want to go into the third episode.
Angelina Jolie, like, kill her dad? Isn't that her dad in it?
Jennifer Lopez is who's in Anaconda.
Who'd I say?
You said Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's right.
But it is Angelina Jolie's dad.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not wrong there.
Man. One of two.
It's bad that I knew all that, right? Because I've seen it.
Right.
Christine is still really good, dude. It's when Stephen King was on his game in the 80s, and but it's because John Carpenter made that movie.
That's what it is.
That's why it was so good.
John Carpenter made gold back then.
It's a 7.
You should have watched The Fog since you were doing it.
I know, but I found Tales from the Crypt.
The old one?
I hadn't found it, and then I found
it.
Did
you find Bolt of Horror with it?
I didn't.
Usually they did it together.
Yeah, but I did find Tales from the Crypt. It's good.
It is good.
It's old.
Is that the one where they go like through the stories of each person and
how
they
died? Yeah.
And then is it the last one where they wished he wasn't dead, but he'd already been embalmed?
Yeah.
And so he's like, his insides hurt, but he's alive, but he's been embalmed. So it's...
Yep.
Dude, I like that one.
I'm giving it a 7 only because it's...
Is that also the one where it's the Santa Claus?
Yep, that's the first story.
Where it's the exact story from the TV show?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
It's great. It's probably a 6, but I'm giving it a 7 because it spawned the show and so many other things.
It was so good.
Carrie is still great. The opening scene doesn't make any sense. It's way too long. It's borderline porn, and I don't know why it's there. But the rest of the movie is fantastic. Uh-huh. So I'm still going to give it an 8. The Howling
is that good?
Is not good.
Really?
The first one is better than all the other ones, but it's...
What's the first one?
The Howling.
You just said the Howling. Oh, you're saying this one is...
The Howling 2 and 3 and all the way to like 7.
So it's not good.
It's a 6. It's watchable. Meh, it's a 5. It's watchable, but it's not good by any means. Over the Garden Wall.
Dude, you got 2 minutes.
And Over the Garden Wall, you need to watch it. 100%. It's so good. It's a 9. My family loves it. Do it.
TV show, though, right?
Yes, TV show. Elijah Wood, Christopher Lloyd. So good. So good. The Monster Squad.
Yeah.
Still a 9. It's hilarious. It's
put
great.
It that high.
It is. It's so 80s. Transylvania 65,000. Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis.
Dude, I have not seen it, but I remember seeing him in that and being like, what the
9.
Crap is
nope,
that?
It's a 9. It's so funny.
That good?
It is Monty
All right,
Python.
I'll go back and watch it.
Monty Python is a horror movie, is what that is.
Nice.
My Bloody Valentine, the original from the 80s. It's not very good. It's a 5. Once Bitten with Jim Carrey was not as good as I remembered. It is also a 5, but it wasn't bad. Night of the Comet was better than I remember, but still not great. It's a 6.
Mama
is so good because it's Guillermo del Toro again.
But not as good the second time.
Nope, not even close.
At least scare-wise.
But it's an
great
8
story,
still.
But not as scary.
Still an 8.
Solid 8.
Boom, finished it.
That. Well done, Ryan. You did it.
I did.
Find us. TheNerdForStation.blogspot.com, iTunes, Spotify,
Podomatic, Facebook, Rock985.com.
We're everywhere, so check us out. We are Nerd for Station.